Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. Unleash the geek in you.
Hello and welcome to another special episode of the Geekcast Radio Network's Top 100 Animated Characters of All Time series. As you know, we've already counted down 100 through 1, so today we're just kind of back to wrap things up, put a nice little bow on it in the Christmas fashion, and let everybody kind of reflect on what was the top 100, what wasn't the top 100, now that it's all kind of said and done. We've had a little while to think about it and react to it, as well as see some feedback from the listeners. So that's what we're here to do today. And with me to help in that process is Hard Candy Mandy. Hello.
Hey.
Movie Revolt Dan. Hello.
How's it going?
Not too bad. And as he has been with us every step of the way, it's always fitting to have him back then for the wrap up. Mr. Sketch, how you doing?
I'm great, guys. How you doing?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Interested to kind of hear some final thoughts as we get a chance to shed some light on some characters that we didn't talk about in those 500 hours that we recorded over the last four episodes, probably closer to 15 hours. But anyways, we'll hopefully shine some light on some characters that people have been wondering about or waiting for that they never heard about and that type of thing. Obviously, we revealed the three that just missed it last episode because we had we were bringing up the subject of the three Muppet characters and what three characters would have made it if those three hadn't. So we've revealed those, but I'm going to go ahead and reveal the 10 that just missed it first as kind of a way to start off, kind of the 10, I guess you'd call them honorable mentions, or the ones that were closest to making the list that just missed out. And it's just a matter of points here. We talked about how towards the top of the list, especially with Mickey Mouse, he topped the list and he had 1,111 points. So that's what it took to get to the top. When we're at number 100, it only took about 223 points. And everybody in this 10 that I'm listing were within 25 points of making the list. So relatively close margins here. So our 10 closest, as we kind of let off last week with Angelica Pickles, Meatwad, and Chucky Finster were the three that would have taken the Muppet spots. And then we had Duke from G.I. Joe, Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh, George Jetson, Pikachu, another Disney princess, Cinderella, the combination of Buster and Babs Bunny, Bobby from Bobby's World, and I think that's 10. So those were the 10 that just missed it. Let's just get the reaction just in general of those that were so close and just missed it. Amanda, I know a couple of those were on your list pretty high, so what did you feel about those 10 that just missed out?
A little sad that a couple didn't show up here, especially like Meatwad, the Rugrats characters, not really huge on Eeyore or George Jetson, but I can see why, you know, they were just shy of the top 100. Pikachu, you know, not my favorite. I'm not into the Pokemon, but another one that's definitely pretty iconic and then kind of had another little resurgence here at the Pokemon Go craze. Cinderella, not really sure if she would have been my next pick, but definitely Bobby from Bobby's World. I love that dude.
Sketch, how many of these should have made the top 100 in your opinion?
Oh, boy. I think...
If any.
I think most of them definitely had a shot. Obviously, they got pretty close. I think some of them were a bit more deserving. I don't know about Duke from G.I. Joe. You already have two other G.I. Joe characters that are arguably a little too much. Pikachu should have been top 50. It's so iconic. And, you know, there weren't a lot of creature characters in the list. I noticed that.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting breakdown, too, that I did not do for this list. Dan, any surprises here of ones that you thought might have made the list, or how do you think this 10 shook out?
A varied bunch, which kind of keeps in line with what we usually see at the end of a list. George Jetson is the one that kind of comes to my mind, just because, you know, the Jetsons was such a big cartoon, at least in my mind it was. Maybe I'm forgetting, but you know, we did have Fred Flintstone on the list, and I thought we had to have at least one Jetsons character. Maybe it's not nearly as popular as one would think. Bobby Hill, because I know there were some comments regarding King of the Hill on the message boards and stuff at the Geekcast Radio. So interesting that he beat out Hank Hill. Which I guess that's a debate for maybe another day, which character would be better. But and then Cinderella, I'm a little surprised she would. I guess that makes sense. I'm actually surprised she didn't make the list, considering we did have some other ones. Like, you know, although I think Mulan's a better character, considering Cinderella's probably a, you know, more iconic Disney film, the fact that she didn't make the top 100. But.
Yeah, none of the quote unquote classics. I guess she would be the top of that list, since we obviously didn't talk about Snow White or Sleeping Beauty. Not that anyone could make the argument in my mind for Sleeping Beauty, but a little surprised too. Not surprised that it didn't make the top 100, but given what did make the top 100, maybe a tiny bit surprised that Buster and Babs Bunny don't make it, because there seemed to be both a lot of love for 90s and a lot of love for those Warner Brothers characters. Well, we obviously saw Pinky and the Brain. We had the Animaniacs and Slappy Squirrel and some of those. So Buster and Babs Bunny just missing based on that is surprising, even though I don't know if I would have included them in the top 100 either.
I don't know how Slappy beat out Buster and Babs. That's kind of baffling to me.
Mm. Yeah, so that's interesting. About 20 points higher for Slappy Squirrel than Buster and Babs Bunny. And I wanted to include one more. I know I said 10, but I want to include the 11th, because it's interesting too, Dan, because we had an anime character just missing there with Kiki. Would have been the 11th one out, just missing the list. So I wanted to kind of include that. But next, I wanted to kind of go through some of the categories and kind of see, in your guys' opinion, if we got it right, or kind of what are the biggest misses out of the ones that didn't make it. So I have a number of different categories. We'll just kind of take them one at a time and give your guys a chance to weigh in on it. Let's start with Pixar. The ones that did make the list, we had Woody, Wally, Buzz, Sadness, Carl, Remy, and Joy. Other characters that got votes but just didn't make it, we had the Monsters guys with Mike Wazowski and James Sullivan. We have Dory, Mr. Incredible, Princess Brave's considered Pixar, right? Princess Merida. We have Marlin from Finding Nemo, Riley Anderson from Inside Out, Nemo, and then a couple Cars characters, Lightning McQueen and Toy Mater.
Why did Nemo not make this list and Joy and Sadness did? That's stupid.
Nemo actually was... Actually, Dory and Marlin both outscored Nemo.
Huh. I can kind of see that. I think they had a little bit more personality than Nemo did. But still, I mean, one of the Finding Nemo characters should have at least taken one of those spots from Joy and Sadness.
Dan, agree or disagree on that statement, or the ones that didn't make the list? Is there one that should have?
I think the one that kind of comes to my mind would be that you mentioned would be Mr. Incredible, just because he is similar to what like Carl from Up, you know, the middle-aged guy superhero character. Like, I think that that family in a whole, you could maybe I don't know if that would even work if we would make them like their own distinct unit, but. I think of all the characters, he's a relatively strong one. In like Carl from Up, a unique one for a children's cartoon. So I would include him. Nemo, I like Nemo, but I don't think he is the. I think his father is much more of a dynamic character in that, and Dory as well. She's really good comedic relief. I do think Woody, like I mentioned when we in the podcast, is the best of all the Pixar characters, so I think we got at least him right as number one. So I think overall we're pretty strong with the rankings. Like Amanda mentioned, maybe joy and sadness, those emotions. I like that. I think sadness is deserving, but I don't know if joy. I probably would swap joy out with a few of those other choices.
I would have put Jack-Jack from The Incredibles over any of the emotions that we got.
Yeah, I think that's maybe the emotions would be the debatable part, but I think with Woody, Wally, Buzz, Carl, and Remy, I don't think you can argue too much against those guys. But I could see maybe one or two of the emotions getting voted out in someone like Mr. Incredible or a Finding Nemo character or something like that. Sketch, what do you think?
Yeah, I think we did pretty well with the Pixar characters. I'm a little surprised Dory didn't make it, because Dory's so popular and, you know, got a spin-off movie and all of that, and is a good character overall. So I would say Dory should definitely be on here instead of Joy. But I'm not sure if I am or against the... if I'm for or against the camp of including Riley over any of the emotions, because technically they're all inside of her. So... I don't know.
Yeah,
but Riley, we've gotten herself, that argument. She was really kind of controlled by what the emotions were doing inside of her, which I would say kind of makes it more apparent that the emotions should be the ones that you're judging. But I guess I could see that go either way.
Yeah, I mean, that argument definitely was made by some commenters, and I'm with you. I side on the fact that the... I think it's somewhat of I don't know if it's cop-out is the right word, but it's too easy to say, well, they're all part of Riley, so she's the one that should be in here, because they're all, in a way, playing different characters. That's how they're presented to us, with, you know, different voices, et cetera, et cetera. So I would give more value on the individual emotions. Riley was pretty far down there. I mean, she was probably third or fourth to last out of all the Pixar characters, and I think that's about where she should be. I do want to mention that the two Cars characters were the two lowest out of the Pixar vote getters, so that makes me sleep better at night.
I'm very happy that Mater did not make this list.
Swinging it to one of Pixar's competitors, at least somewhat in the early 2000s, etc., DreamWorks, we only had one DreamWorks character, if I'm remembering right. I didn't fine-tooth comb this, but I think Shrek was the only character we got from the DreamWorks world. If one of you guys remembers a different one, feel free to let me know. But if we're going with the ones that didn't make it, that did get votes, the highest one would have been Toothless from the How to Train Your Dragon series. Then we had Donkey from the Shrek series, Hiccup, then Fiona, Puss in Boots, Poe, and O. That's just getting confusing. And
From Home?
Yes. And King Julian, that's a DreamWorks character, right, from Madagascar. So those were the other DreamWorks characters that got some votes. Dan, start with you on this one. Is Shrek the only one deserving, or would you make an argument for, let's say, Donkey, Puss in Boots, or one of the How to Train Your Dragons characters?
I had Toothless on my list. I really think, Sketch actually brought this up regarding the creatures, and I didn't even consider that, but I did have Toothless on my list. I do think he's a great character. And him and Hiccup, I think you can kind of almost combine into one, and I think both of them are really strong and deserve to be on the list. Both were, Toothless was in my top 40, so I do definitely think he's deserving. And Donkey, too, I think, you know, that was what the most notable thing Eddie Murphy has done since, you know, not ever, obviously, but since, you know, his movie career has gone the kind of crap. But that, I do think like he's deserving as well. Outside of that, for DreamWorks, nothing really comes to mind. Maybe the Penguins. I know, are those DreamWorks?
Yeah.
I know people love the Penguins. Their solo movie wasn't the greatest, but they are pretty funny side characters. But Toothless is the one that really kind of hurt me that he didn't make the list at all. So
Amanda, agree or disagree? I know you like a couple of those characters.
I really do like Donkey, and love Puss in Boots. He even got his own movie, which was fantastic, by the way. And I think that it's a little sad that they didn't, because they are super iconic and really, really solid characters. And I'm a little disappointed that more of the DreamWorks characters didn't make it in. I even like O from Home, and he's a fairly new character. He was great, too. So a little sad that more DreamWorks didn't get some representation more here.
Sketch, do you think DreamWorks is deserving of more representation, or is Shrek enough?
I think it makes sense, if you're only going to have one, that it would be Shrek. But I definitely see the argument for Toothless, Hiccup, Donkey, and I love Puss in Boots. I love that character. He's hilarious and very enjoyable, and I like this spin-off movie. Didn't check out.
He's adorable, and he kicks ass like me.
There you go. So I think pretty much all of those that I just mentioned are arguably worthy of the top 100. Probably not most of them in the top 50, but I think some of them at least are worthy of the top 100.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
All right. Moving on to a category that I don't think needs any more representation, but just in case people are curious, we'll run down which characters got the votes. And I'm talking about the action characters, specifically action characters mainly from the 80s, because we had Optimus Prime, He-Man, Megatron, Snake Eyes, Skeletor, Cobra Commander, Donatello, and She-Ra all make somewhere on the top 100 in various locations. As I said, the next one in would have been Duke. The other ones that were getting votes, in case people are curious how the Turtles fell, Raphael would have been next. Then we had Starscream, Sergeant Slaughter, and then
really?
Trio.
That's amazing. Right.
Yes. Then a trio of Turtles. We would have had Shredder, Michelangelo, then Krang, then Lion-O from Thundercats, Destro from G.I. Joe, Flint and Lady J and Baroness and Storm Shadow from G.I. Joe. Then we would have finally got to Leonardo, and then we would have finished off with Orko and Evil Lyn from the Masters of the Universe. Just quick reaction, Dan, any of those even deserve a second thought, or are you, what's your thought on the order at least of the Turtles? We had Donatello, then Raphael, then Michelangelo, and then Leonardo way at the bottom.
Man, Leo getting no respect, I guess, when you got to be the buzzkill. I mean, knowing this is a geek list, Donatello being number one makes a lot of sense, because I think for a lot of geeks, he was very relatable. Michelangelo, I think, was probably the most popular. So I guess that list doesn't surprise me. I'm a little surprised, Kang or Shredder didn't get more love. And I think you could make the... definitely make the case for either of those characters making the list. I think, especially with the newer series, I think the Shredder and Krang became really great villains that I think more so than some of the other 80s cartoons that we had on the list. So maybe we put those on, perhaps. But
yeah.
Besides that, I think we got the list right. I think Donatello, if you're going to give me a turtle to put on the list, Donatello was my choice. So.
Did we get the right ones on, Amanda? I know you did make the argument off air that maybe the Turtles should have just been grouped as a foursome, and then they might have climbed up a little bit.
Yeah, I think that only having one Ninja Turtle on here was kind of baffling to me, because everybody has their favorite Ninja Turtle, and I feel like that, you know, people's votes should have put them in there. But I think your argument too, Kevin, off air, that they kind of all split the votes, so it made it harder for them to get on the list, is understandable. A little sad, though. But as far as not having like Shredder on there either, that's a little surprising.
Yeah, especially I think so with the fact that the Turtles have been on basically on air in TV form, or you know, with the movies, etc., for a long time. Like they've had at least three different successful television series that you seem like they would have a more of a presence, especially in comparison to some of those other franchises. Maybe just something to point out, but apparently we had a lot of G.I. Joe love amongst at least a couple of the contributors, because if you would have, I don't know if you heard all the ones that I mentioned, but we had Snake Eyes getting votes, Snake Eyes, Cobra Commander, Duke, Sergeant Slaughter, Destro Flint, Lady J, Baroness, and Storm Shadow all receiving votes. Like, that's mind-boggling. More G.I. Joes get votes than any other franchise really out there. So that's crazy to me.
I don't know if this is going to come up in one of your categories, but why no X-Men on this list?
We excluded any comic book characters as far as Marvel and DC.
Okay, good. I was wondering why.
It's been a long time since we went over the rules and the criteria. But Dan or Sketch, you guys surprised that there was so much love for G.I. Joe in comparison, especially with as much Transformers presence as the site usually has, that we only had Optimus Prime, Megatron, and Starscream were the only three Transformers?
I guess maybe the reason being is that with G.I. Joe, there's maybe less of consensus over the favorite characters, because I know a lot of people, so maybe that's why. Yeah, that is kind of shocking. I don't know. If you
would ask me, though, that makes sense.
The split. Yeah, that's my only thought. Yeah.
So I don't know if I would make an argument for any of them that we didn't include in there, except for, like you guys said, maybe I could see like a Shredder, or if we had done something different with the Turtles, maybe as a group or something, to see how they would have fallen. But I think for the most part, we have the most iconic ones included in the list. So let's go to kind of those classic characters, the old legendary or super iconic from the past that may have gotten lost in the shuffle when we're dealing with all these more modern characters that are on people's minds. So the only ones that I'm really considering, because we're going to, obviously I'm not counting any Hanna-Barbera, Looney Tunes, or Disney in this, we're going to have those separate. So outside of that, the ones that are kind of just wild card classic characters, we really only had a few make the countdown. We had Popeye, surprisingly, way up at the top. We had Rocky and Bullwinkle, Betty Boop, Droopy, and I'll throw Gumby in there as well. Outside of that, I couldn't really think of anybody else to include in this list that wasn't a Hanna-Barbera, Looney Tunes, or Disney character that was like more of a classic character. So we just have the five. Talking about some of them that received votes that didn't make it, and I want to get your guys' opinion on any of these guys were worthy, because I think we missed a few here more than any of the other sections we've gone over so far. So the highest rated classic character that didn't make it would have been Pink Panther. Then we had Mr. Magoo, Woody Woodpecker. I'm going to throw, I guess, Johnny Quest in there. But then Mighty Mouse, Fritz the Cat. We had Gerald McBoing Boing somehow get votes.
Who the hell is that?
Heckle and Jekyll, Boris and Natasha, Felix the Cat, Roger Ramjet, Tennessee Tuxedo, Ricochet Rabbit, and Casper the Friendly Ghost. Interested to hear your guys' opinion. Maybe it just depends on what age you are and what you've been exposed to. But for me personally, Pink Panther, Woody Woodpecker, and then possibly Mighty Mouse, Heckle and Jekyll, and even Boris and Natasha are the bigger ones for me. Amanda, you're the youngest of the group here. Do you think any of those are worthy?
That was a super long list for me to remember all those that you're just naming off. I think Pink Panther, really iconic and kind of surprised it didn't make the list. Mr. Magoo, not really surprised that he didn't show up. Woody Woodpecker also, I would put him up there with Pink Panther as well. I think that he's somebody that everybody knows, and is based on how iconic he is, I think that he should have made the list. But this comes down to what Dan said. 100 seems like a lot, but then when you actually get to it, it really isn't. Just the scope of all these characters, I can see how some of these did fall off, because they might be kind of in the back of your mind, since it was probably a long time since you've had any exposure to them.
You know, we talk a lot about the bias of the list, and that there was a lot of love for Disney, a lot of love for 90s characters, et cetera, Dan. Is the classic characters the opposite of that? Were they suffering a bit from the other end of the spectrum as far as, because outside of anime, I don't know if any other subcategory was less represented than kind of some of those classic cartoon characters. What do you think?
I think so, definitely, because especially those that don't have or didn't have multiple series since their incarnation, like, Pink Panther, honestly, is one I didn't include in my list. And think back, that is was a failing on my part because I definitely should have had him listed. I did have Mr. Magoo, and I did have a few others that were listed.
You had Woody Woodpecker, I think, on Woody, your list as well.
Yeah, I had Woody Woodpecker as well. I remember that's a character that's been around for so long, and I remember he did have a series in the 90s when I was a kid, and that laugh, I mean, how many people know that laugh? I think he's definitely deserving. So I think that was definitely her. You saw the age range of people, and you know, and when we think of cartoons, people tend to think of their childhood, and as we see with so many 90s characters, and a lot of those characters that you mentioned didn't have cartoons in the 90s, so they didn't really get exposed to them. So it's hard to really even think of them, and that's kind of the hard part too with when you're a character list, is that just even thinking of the character to begin with, because there's so many to kind of come up with. So I think that's really going to hurt a character that has not really been relevant for decades.
And I know the commenters, at least on a few of the posts, had mentioned Boris and Natasha in the absence of them sketches. Is that one of the bigger ones that kind of stands out along with?
Yeah, man, how could we not have Boris and Natasha? Like, at least bump off Dick Dastardly for Boris and Natasha. I think Dick might possibly still belong on the list, but not over Boris and Natasha. Come on. Boris and Natasha, such an iconic duo. Just those ideal classic mustache twirling villains.
Any other Boris and Natasha?
I was a little surprised. No Casper, no Johnny Quest. I put both of those on my list. No Mighty Mouse, put him on there too. You didn't mention George of the Jungle.
Oh yeah, he was one too that got some votes. I have a kind of a miscellaneous grouping that I wasn't sure where to exactly throw them in, but yeah. George of the Jungle would qualify too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was always more of a fan of Mighty Mouse than Mickey Mouse for some reason, so I was a little sad.
Well, yeah, because Mighty Mouse is a superhero. And what a singing voice.
Right? Getting into a couple other classic categories, since I guess we pulled them out of what we were just talking about, let's just real quick talk about both the Hanna-Barbera and the Looney Tunes back-to-back. Let's start with Hanna-Barbera. We talked about the lack of Hanna-Barbera characters throughout because we kept expecting more and more to fall, and they really never did. We had basically six of the classic Hanna-Barbera characters with Fred Flintstone, Scooby-Doo, Yogi Bear, Tom and Jerry, Huckleberry Hound, and Dick Dastardly at the far end of it. So some that got votes that didn't make it: George Jetson, it's going to be a little bit longer of a list, so I apologize, Muttley, Hong Kong Phooey, Top Cat, Quick Draw McGraw, Josie, Snagglepuss, Wilma Flintstone, Captain Caveman, Shaggy, Secret Squirrel, Penelope Pitstop, Dino-Mutt, Bam Bam, Grape Ape, Judy Jetson, Pebbles, Velma, Speed Buggy, Jabberjaw, McGilla Gorilla, and Rosie from the Jetsons. Dan, we'll start with you. Any of those, I know it was a long list, but any other Hanna-Barbera characters that you think should fit in, or did we get the best of the best and that should have been the end of it?
Man, I feel like I'm unqualified when it comes to Hanna-Barbera because I did not watch a lot growing up. I do think that we should have probably had some more, like Jetsons, I think a few of those, even some more Flintstones, either, you know, I think Barney and Fred, like if Fred's a great character, but part of that too is his friendship with Barney, so maybe Barney deserves to be on this list someplace. So I think maybe from some of the bigger Hanna-Barbera shows we should have gotten a few more characters, but I don't know, there's just so many of them. So like the list that you read, it's kind of insane. So
yeah, I had Wilma Flintstone on my list. I just thought she was a good kind of side, you know, antithesis to Fred in that series, but you can make the same argument like you did with Barney. I guess from the kind of the classics, the biggest three that stand out to me, well, the biggest probably two that stand out to me would be Quick Draw McGraw and Top Cat. I know some people might make the argument for Captain Caveman or Hong Kong Phooey, but I think Top Cat and Quick Draw McGraw would be the two biggest ones for me, as well as maybe one, at least one Jetsons character. Amanda, you didn't watch a lot of Hanna-Barbera, I'm guessing, growing up, but did any of those characters seem worthy to you?
I watched a fair share, but some of them I don't even know. Like Jabberjaw, I never watched that. Quick Draw McGraw, I know of him, but I don't remember watching anything. I do think the Jetsons should have been on here more represented. And like Dan mentioned as well, a little bit more Flintstones love, just because, you know, Fred is, you know, a big part of that. But I think there's also some really solid characters in his show as well. So I didn't put a lot of Hanna-Barbera on my list. But You know, that's not all on my shoulders, guys.
So obviously there could have been more Hanna-Barbera characters, but Sketch, were any of the ones that I rattled off more worthy of the ones that did make it? I mean, we had maybe the who's who of Hanna-Barbera with Fred, Scooby, Yogi, Tom and Jerry, and Huckleberry Hound. Maybe you could make the argument Dick Dastardly, yes or no, but...
I would take Dick Dastardly out and put Shaggy in, even. I mean, I think Dick Dastardly would be the one that we would take out to replace with somebody else from that list that you just read off.
Well, Sketch, if we took Dick Dastardly off, who would take that spot out of the list that I read off?
Oh, boy. Yeah, probably Shaggy, but I think you could make a compelling case for Velma. Velma's such an important part of every version of Scooby-Doo, and a great character overall. I think I was a little disappointed not to have Mr. Spacely from the Jetsons, because as far as boss characters go, he's like the best, other than maybe Montgomery Burns. Because he had a lot of levels to him, but at the core, he was just, you know, he was just that boss that you love to hate, and he was an amusing character. I had Rosie on my list because I thought she was an interesting and iconic character. That George is honestly, arguably, a much better father than Fred Flintstone, and in a way, a better character, but. To me, I felt like if I was going to throw one Jetsons character on, it would probably be Rosie or Mr. Spacely, and I debated between the two, but eventually went with Rosie. And, yeah, I think both of them would have been good for the list.
Definitely surprising the lack of Hanna-Barbera for me overall, but like I said, a combination of some of them being too old for people to think of on the spot or to come up with, especially when you're kind of narrowing your list down.
I do think we got DJ would be very disappointed that Wally Gator wasn't even in the running.
No, did not receive a single vote. Wally Gator was left in the cold. So I think probably the most unpredictable category, subcategory that we had in the whole.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Countdown had to be Looney Tunes, though. I don't know if anybody could have predicted quite how that turned out. And that started right from the get-go when we saw Slappy Squirrel show up as far as Looney Tunes, Warner Brothers, etc. Only about, what, 8 or 9? I guess we had probably 10 Looney Tunes characters. So we had Bugs Bunny, the Animaniacs, Daffy Duck, Pinky and the Brain, Marvin the Martian, Porky Pig, Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote, Tweety Bird, and Slappy Squirrel. I don't know if you were to tell me that we were going to have 10 Looney Tunes, how many people would have been able to name those 10? So a lot of Looney Tunes left off. Go through the list real quick. Obviously, we talked about Buster and Babs Bunny. Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, were you including the Animaniacs characters in there?
Yep, I listed those guys off as well. Okay. So. But the ones that didn't, obviously, Buster and Babs Bunny, then we go into a lot of the classics. Foghorn Langhorne would have been the highest next. Then we had Yosemite Sam, Elmer Fudd, Sylvester, then some more modern ones with Plucky Duck, Hampton Pig. Apparently a lot of love, because there's like all kinds of characters from Animaniacs and Tiny Toons. And then we get a little bit further down, we have Granny, Michigan J. Frog, Tasmanian Devil, Macintosh, Pepe Le Pew, Speedy Gonzalez. Obviously there's a ton of Looney Tunes. You can only have so many. Like we said, we're trying to narrow this down to 100. There was probably 460 characters that got votes, so there's no way we can get all these guys in. Dan, which one to you, if any, should we have had in, or what do you make of the 10 that did make it?
I don't know what to make of it. I mean, 90s is a huge influence, but the one that kind of first comes to my mind, and I think it was mentioned on the on the episode post was Elmer Fudd. If you think about it, if you're having Bugs Bunny at 2, and I think where Daffy was, they don't work if you don't have Elmer Fudd in a way, right? I mean, that's part of that trio, part of that back and forth was with Bugs and Elmer. So if Elmer's going to be, I mean, if Bugs is going to be number 2, I think that's, you know, he needs the foil with Elmer. So maybe make some it's, I think it's a good reasoning to have him on the list. So,
yeah, also,
Yosemite Sam, I think, would also, just because I feel like he's probably one of the most, one of the most famous ones. And he's kind of this weird, like, sometimes I feel like in some cartoons he's a good guy, in some cartoons he's not. So,
you know who's weird is Pepe Le Pew. I feel like he was a real, like, big perv. And I was always like, man, this guy is way too forward. And even when I was little, I'm like, this isn't right. I'm not going to let dudes do this to me when I'm older.
I'm especially surprised that Elmer Fudd was even behind Yosemite Sam, and they were both behind Foghorn Leghorn. There was a lot of Foghorn Leghorn love, apparently, because they were way up there at the top of the list. And the one that I'm probably surprised about the most, especially seeing how many 90s characters, because I think the Tasmanian Devil had more of a 90s presence too. And so I was surprised that he didn't get a little bit more love based on what we saw come out. Not that I'm saying he was worthy, but I could have seen him getting a boost with the love for, like, the Animaniacs and the Tiny Toons. And obviously there was a Taz series along the same time.
And Sketch, Space Jam.
And, yeah. Sketch, what do you make of this Looney Tunes? It was probably the weirdest subcategory for me to try to digest.
Boy, I think we did pretty well with which ones made the list. I don't know about the order so much beyond, say, Bugs and Daffy. It was kind of a wonky order. As for ones that we missed, I mean, with the 90s love, you would have figured the Tasmanian Devil would make it. You would have figured Babs and Buster Bunny. No relation. yeah. And I would even say there was maybe a few Animaniacs characters that could have just barely squeaked on. Like, oh, even Dr. Scratch and Sniff is such a great character.
Did get a vote. He did get a vote. I just didn't list him because there was probably about, between Tiny Toons and Animaniacs, there was probably at least six of the minor characters that got votes.
Yeah, that makes sense. So,
but Slappy Squirrel? Like, why did we have... I don't get that.
Screwy Squirrel got votes, too.
Oh, really?
So, and Skippy. So, apparently there's some squirrel love. So, I don't know. Looney Tunes boggles my mind when it comes to how we broke that down. But I don't think you can make the argument against Bugs and Daffy, obviously, making it. I guess I don't ever... It's hard. When you talk about Marvin Martian, Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote, and Tweety versus, like we said, Foghorn, Yosemite, Elmer Fudd, and even like a Taz or a Speedy Gonzalez or Pepe Le Pew. I don't know. I think it just comes down to the same type of thing where a lot of people's votes get split because you decide that you're only going to include, you know, X number of these Looney Tunes characters. So it's kind of interesting how it ends up working out, I guess, in that list. Any other thoughts on the Looney Tunes before we move on to a different category? All right. Well, obviously the leader of the pack, I guess, as we can talk about a little bit before. There is two that I'm kind of saving for last because I think you guys are going to be a little bit shocked. But let's get the Disney stuff out of the way first. I broke it down a little bit into Disney TV and Disney film. And obviously, Disney film far outweighed the Disney TV. I think we had about 20 to 25 Disney, what I'm calling TV / theatrical shorts, you know, those types of characters make the list. When you go to Disney films, we had over 65. Disney film characters that got at least one vote. So let's start with the TV. Obviously, we had Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, and Goofy. Then we had Darkwing Duck, Scrooge McDuck, Minnie Mouse, and Chip and Dale. See if you think we got that right or not, the ones left off. And a lot of love, apparently, for DuckTales. But we had Pete, classic Disney character, Launchpad McQuack, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, and then about six characters from DuckTales, and then after that we got Pluto way down at the bottom. So are any of those characters, are any of these characters deserving to be in the top 100? Is anybody going to make an argument for Huey, Dewey, and Louie, Pete, Pluto, or any of these other characters, or did we get the first, did we get the right ones in, Amanda?
We don't need no more ducks on this list.
Every single member of the Mighty Ducks.
So, Sketch, I mean, out of the seven that we listed, are those the right ones to be in? I know some people were head scratching a little bit as far as how high maybe Scrooge McDuck and Darkwing Duck got up there, but would you put any of those other ones on the list?
I think you could definitely make a case for Pete. A character that you didn't mention that I think really should make this list is Kim Possible. What a great character Kim Possible.
Yeah, I didn't include her in this grouping to me as far as...
Well, it's a Disney cartoon.
Yeah, that's true. I kind of have her in the miscellaneous group. Some of the more later ones, I didn't break them down into the companies. But
I see.
Yeah, I can see Pete. I guess my biggest one would probably be Huey, Dewey, and Louie. I don't know. Dan, what do you think about the Disney TV / theatrical shorts characters?
I think we got it pretty well. I think although the honchos, the most important ones, were certainly on the list, so that's good to see. Some of the other ones that you mentioned, I think there's some argument, but I don't think there's anything glaring that I think would make them have to be on the top 100.
Right.
I think it was brought up again on the episode, and we'll bring on comments later, but someone did talk about Gargoyles, and I think that was a good point. That was a pretty advanced show for kids during that time period,
yeah.
And they had some really strong characters on that show, Goliath, for example, and so I think there's some arguments there for him. But again, the fact that that show maybe didn't have the impact of some other shows, maybe the reason why. But yeah, I think the order is pretty solid, and who we have is good. So of all the companies, I think probably Disney is one we overall, maybe Mulan not being as high as she should be, but that might be a separate conversation.
Well, let's get into that conversation then. Let's talk about Disney film a little bit. Obviously, that's the leader of the pack as far as the most that we had on the countdown. 16 Disney film characters, starting with the highest one being the Genie, then Winnie the Pooh, Belle, Cruella de Vil, Baloo, Scar, Ariel, Aladdin, Mufasa, Simba, Timon and Pumbaa, Maleficent, Jiminy Cricket, Elsa, Mulan, and Tinkerbell were the ones that made it. I will go over real quick the ones that just missed. Let's just list the 10 that missed it just barely. Eeyore would have been the next one in from Winnie the Pooh. Then, like we said, Cinderella. Then we go to Sebastian, Lumiere, Pinocchio, Beast from Beauty and the Beast, obviously. And then we have Anna and Olaf from Frozen. We'll get some more modern ones with Wreck-It Ralph and Baymax. And then we would have got a couple more classics with Peter Pan and Dumbo. Amanda, you're a big Disney fan. What were the most glaring ones do you think that we missed as far as not including in the top 100 that maybe should have been there?
Sebastian, Lumiere, Beast, definitely. I think that those are some really, really awesome characters that maybe, I can kind of understand the argument because of the side characters. But look at all the... characters that we had from Lion King, and we didn't have room for more of these really awesome characters. And I think that Lumiere, especially, and Sebastian close to him as well. Beast, man, if Belle's on this list, I really think that Beast should have been on this list too. Those are just kind of the ones that are sticking out. Pinocchio too, as terrifying as that movie was when you were little, it is amazing, and I don't think it got enough credit.
I think you could make the argument again here that the classic versus modern plays a part when it came to the Disney films, because we got two characters from Aladdin, one Little Mermaid, three Lion King, etc. Frozen, Mulan was represented. But when you go to the classics, maybe Tinkerbell, Jiminy Cricket, Maleficent, and Cruella de Vil are about the only ones that we had. So some of the classic ones that left off, like we said, Cinderella, you have Pinocchio, Peter Pan, Dumbo, Snow White, Bambi, all left off. Dan, any of those deserving? Or I know you had Dumbo pretty high on your list, so I know that you'd make the argument for Dumbo, but any other ones that you think should maybe have taken the spot of some of these Lion King or more modern characters?
Yeah, I did have Dumbo high on my list. I guess I have something for flying characters that don't speak for some reason. I do think Sebastian's a good one. Like Sebastian, he was such a huge character when Little Mermaid came out, and so I think is certainly deserving of this list. It's tough. One of my personal favorites. I know why I didn't expect him to make the list, but I really always, since I was a kid, really enjoyed Aristocrats and Thomas O'Malley, like the main cat from that. Like To me, he's like the coolest Disney character ever. So I again, not surprising he didn't make the top 100, but I think he's from a period of time, you know, the Aristocrats is not the most highly regarded Disney film. Even, you know, some characters from Lady and the Tramp, I think you could, the Lady and the Tramp, for example, are deserving of the list. Bambi, I mean, say what you will, Bambi, Thumper, I think it could make the argument there, but we also did have 16 characters. I don't know. I think some of the 90s characters certainly could have been taken off, some of the Lion King characters that we've talked about already. But those are the ones that I had listed. Lumiere, like Amanda mentioned, is a great character that probably should have been on here too.
Yeah, and if we make the princess argument one last time, obviously we had Belle, Ariel, Elsa and Mulan. The next ones would have been Cinderella, then Anna, and then it would have gone down to Snow White. I think the next one after that would have been Rapunzel, and then Pocahontas would have been the next one after that. So that would have been how the princesses all shook out.
I would have put Pocahontas over Elsa.
We know that you don't like Elsa.
But Pocahontas is always there.
Sketch, what do you think about Disney overall? Did we get it close, outside of maybe a little bit more modern and a little lack of some of the classic characters?
Yeah, it's really... Four is a lot for Lion King, even though I love that movie and I think it's great. And in retrospect, those characters are very good. I don't know. I kind of feel like the ones that didn't quite make it, of those, Beast, you could definitely make an argument for Beast. You could make an argument for Sebastian. But beyond that, I kind of feel like we have enough.
All right. Fair enough, then. Let's move away from Disney, since we spent more time talking about Disney during the four episodes than any other grouping. Dan, I think you might be surprised with this one. Because I said that in the Disney category, we did have like 65 different Disney film characters that got votes, plus the 21 Disney, you know, TV characters. So that's almost 80 different Disney characters that got at least a vote. But when we were talking about these Hanna-Barbera, Looney Tunes, Pixar, DreamWorks, the 80s action, the classic categories, all those categories, none of them had more than 30 characters get a vote. We had 43 anime characters get votes. So we actually had more anime characters get votes than all of those other categories outside of Disney and one other category that we haven't talked about yet. Obviously, we only had 7 make it, with Goku, Sailor Moon, Totoro, Nausicaa, Tetsuya, Astro Boy, and Ashitaka. Apologies if I pronounced any of those wrong, but those are the 7 that made it. But a lot, like I said, 43 total getting votes, the biggest ones being Pikachu, Kiki, and then I'm going to butcher a bunch of them, but we had some more Dragon Ball characters. We had Frieza, Vegeta, Piccolo, Cell, all got votes.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Somewhere along the way, we also had Chihiro, if I've said that right, I don't know. Setsuko, Doraemon, Speed Racer, Korra. There was a lot. Lupin, let's see, San, Ash Ketchum. A lot of votes, a couple different Avatar characters. Any surprise that we had that many anime characters get votes on? And which ones do you think, Dan, should have been on the list that you're aware of?
I actually am surprised we had that many. That's kind of cool. The one I think that, after doing the list, and I think that was certainly deserving, was actually Lupin, which is a character that I really didn't know much of if it wasn't for... us doing the Hayao Miyazaki retrospective, doing his first film, Castle of Cagliostro. But getting to learn about that character, just how influential he's been, how long around he's been, I'm really liking that character from that one movie that we saw. And too bad Matt's not here, because he could probably talk much more about him. But I think he's one that certainly is deserving. And I think Sketch brought it up regarding the, you know, the different in the first episode, having characters outside of that, of the Western culture, the ones that are really big outside of the U.S. And I think he's certainly one that should have been on here. Speed Racer, another big one who's been around forever, who I think has an underrated film that's visually appealing, if not, if you can get around the fact that some of it makes no sense, but anyways, but yeah, so I think Lupin is the character that comes to mind as the one that's probably should have been on here someplace.
A couple other ones that I want to give a shout out to here. We had Akira, Naruto, Spike, I think it's Spiegel, Monkey D. Luffy, Light, Yagami, Aeon Flux, Aang, the Elric Brothers, L. I know a lot of anime fans will recognize those, and even if I'm saying I'm wrong.
You're just reading off my list at this point?
Sketch, what do you think about some of these and which ones were the most deserving?
Oh boy, that's... When I voted for anime characters, like the more modern ones, I tend to put those more in the kind of the further down my list. So that's where you would have found the likes of the Elric Brothers, L, Gendo Ikari, those types. And then, like, I really think I didn't vote for Lupin because I figured internationally he wasn't a big enough deal. I feel like I probably should have anyway. I definitely did that in some other cases. Like, Doraemon is a huge character in Japan. So I think Doraemon should have made the list. Char Aznavour, kind of the main antagonist of the Universal Century Gundam. And Gundam is a huge franchise. And Char Aznavour, beyond that, is such a great character. He's so complex and layered, I really can't even get into it. But as far as an iconic villain goes, they've been repeating that kind of character for as long as Gundam has existed. Never quite the same, but he's a big deal. So I think Char should have made the list. And the groundbreaking Ghost in the Shell film, the lead of that, Makoto Kusanagi, the Major, which is getting a live-action adaptation soon, That's a character that should make the list. She's a strong, independent woman, and she don't need no men. but she kicks major ass. And there was also the animated series, and it was just a huge franchise too. And she's a great character within that. You know, strong female character, like. Between her and Nausicaa, it was hard for me to decide which one of them is, like, the better archetype, strong female anime character. But other ones, like Haruko from Fulikuli, FLCO, that is a great character. She's mischievous, she's selfish, and still really endearing. Which I think takes some serious writing chops, and I'm glad that that Luffy got some mention. As One Piece is another franchise that has been going for many, many years. It's still airing in Japan.
Right.
So is Pokemon. So is Detective Conan. So is character that's definitely never really gone away. I'm not at all surprised to see enough people mention Spike Spiegel from Cowboy Bebop, because Cowboy Bebop is like super quintessential. Also, you really snafu'd there, buddy, lumping in Avatar with anime. Since there are some people who would lynch you for that. I personally don't care either way. Avatar characters, I voted for Aang. I think he's a great character. Korra, arguably, is a good character, but I found her to be very frustrating when watching that show, so I didn't throw any votes to her. But Avatar, fantastic series, should be represented, and I think at the very least Aang, as kind of like a lot like Kid Goku, but that's like the whole of his character. He doesn't grow up to be like a really irresponsible jackass like Goku. So arguably, nice. He's like the better Goku.
speaking of Goku, Dragon Ball, Amanda, we had just the one character with Goku on the list. We had a lot that just missed it. Do you think we only needed one Dragon Ball Z character or Dragon Ball character, or do you think there was room for a Piccolo or Cell or Vegeta like some of these other ones that got votes?
I understand why we only had the one on there. Would I have liked to see like Vegeta and Piccolo on there? Hell yeah. Love those characters, and I think that it's a super solid series that went on for a long time and really got me into like the whole Toonami era. And I think that if we had some more room for anime, I don't know if they would show up still.
All right, fair enough. But definitely surprised and wanted to mention the amount of anime characters that did get votes, even though maybe a lot of them didn't end up making the list, that there was at least some representation in the voting for them. Another category that didn't seem, the last one we'll go over here, but one category that seemed underrepresented, and we got definitely a lot of comments on the website about the lack of some of these prime time or more adult themed cartoons like The Simpsons and South Park, etc. But definitely not underrepresented when it came to characters that got votes, because we had over 57 characters that would have ranked in those categories that got votes, even though we only had probably 10, I guess, that you would consider that got actually enough votes to make the list, with Homer, Eric Cartman, Bart Simpson, Ren and Stimpy we'll throw in there, Beavis and Butthead, Peter Griffin, I'm going to throw Daria in there, Bender, Stewie Griffin, and Sterling Archer, I guess, if we're going to have some loose definitions on this category. But 57 other, or 50 other characters that basically got votes, including Meatwad, Brian Griffin, Stan Marsh, Hank Hill, Fry, Mr. Burns, Master Shake, Birdman, Glenn Quagmire, and Dr. Katz would have been the highest on that group. But there's like 30 more that I could name. So, Dan, what do you think as far as what was the reasoning that you could put together that we have so many of them getting votes yet so underrepresented, I guess, according to some, when it came to the actual top 100?
I don't know. I think maybe for when I was putting my list together, when it came to those, I think I was thinking that they would be overly represented in a way. I don't know why, but that was kind of my mindset. So I tended to keep to them and not like have tons of them on my list. I think also similar to with Hanna-Barbera, it's hard to pick like your favorite out of a lot of them. You know, like for example, King of the Hill. Bring that show up, you know, who's a better character, Hank Hill or Bobby Hill, and I think that might split the crowd. And I think for a lot of people with these, they picked one or two people, and you saw that with The Simpsons, which is why, you know, Simpsons, like, you know, Homer and Bart were so high. So maybe that's a big reason why. And a lot of the adult cartoons, too, tend to have a certain sense of humor style about them. And if that doesn't work for you, you may not like it. Because there's a lot of people who hate Family Guy. There's a lot of people, like, especially with the Adult Swim shows, that hate those or love those. So when you have a polarizing type of style, I mean, I know there's a lot of people who hate South Park. Unlike something that's more the Disney, which is, I mean, I know there's people who hate it, but overall, I think its sensibility is a lot more
universal in a way.
Yeah, universal, exactly the word I'm thinking for. So I think that could be a reason why. But I was surprised by how little there were. I mean, I'm glad we did get some, like Daria. It was great seeing her on the list. I do think like Lisa Simpson was a big one. I thought that deserved to be on the list. Some of the other South Park characters come to my mind, but. Yeah, that was probably the biggest shock for me, was just the limit we had in the on characters that were geared towards adults.
And if we're taking Simpsons, just for example, I'll just use that as one example to kind of give you a feel for how many characters are getting voted here. Obviously, we just had Bart and Homer were the only two that actually made the list. But if we're just going down here, we had Mr. Burns. We also had Lisa Simpson. We had, let's see here. Marge Simpson that got a vote. We had Montgomery Burns, Ralph Wiggum. There's probably a couple others that have Sideshow Bob, Krusty the Clown, and there's probably a few that I don't aren't aware about that are Simpsons characters. So that's, you know, seven or eight characters there that got votes, and I could do the same thing probably for South Park, as well as a couple of these other shows. Sketches are just something that becomes hard to kind of break down, because there also was a huge, even though none of them made the list, we had a huge amount of characters, especially from like the Adult Swim stuff, like Space Ghost and Sea Lab and Birdman and Frisky Dingo and all those types of shows. There was a lot of characters that got votes from those shows, just none of them made the list. Is it just too hard to narrow it down when you only have 100 spots to include some of these?
Yeah, I think so. And I think there's also, at least when I was coming up with my list, I had the desire to kind of prioritize the trailblazers, so to speak. So if a character kind of feels like a rehash, then I would be less likely to vote for them unless they really set themselves apart. So I think that was definitely a factor in there. And I think, like with what happened with G.I. Joe, people just have their particular favorite characters, and it really splits the vote. So
right,
if you
it
don't
could easily
have,
be a, it could be a yeah. list of its own. We could easily have done like a top 100 you know, in this genre, and we would have had plenty to go around.
Oh, definitely.
Amanda, what
you could probably do a top 100 Simpsons
right.
list pretty easily. So
yeah, that's how many characters, especially with these shows that have been on for, you know, 10 plus years, which a lot of, you know, there's been a handful of those, Simpsons, South Park, et cetera, Futurama, that could easily do that. Aqua Teen Hunger Force had about three or four characters that made the list that I forgot to mention before. Amanda, just too hard to make enough spots for more of these characters, or did we at least get the cream of the crop with the ones that I mentioned that did make the list?
I really would have liked to see some Aqua Teen love on here, and I think the argument to have more Simpsons characters on here is a pretty solid one. I think people were kind of focusing more on either things from their childhood or things that were just more you know, iconic, like we're gonna say Mickey Mouse, Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, things like that. So a little sad that there wasn't more room for them, but going back to the same argument that there's only 100 spots here and there's a billion of these characters.
Right. Absolutely. And Family Guy, there would have only been two more. We would have had Brian Griffin and Glenn Quagmire. I think those are the only two that missed it for that. Mallory Archer also got votes. So a lot of, like I said, 50, almost 60 some characters in this category that did receive votes. So I didn't want to make it seem, I guess the biggest thing here is revealing as far as both anime and some of these adult cartoons is that it wasn't as underrepresented as maybe the top 100 made it feel like in the whole process, even though when it came down to who made it, it kind of shook out that way. So I guess revealing the other side of the curtain in a way. The only other thing as far as I want to go over before I turn it over to you guys and some reactions overall and kind of some, your list, et cetera, was the miscellaneous categories. I couldn't really find a way to get these guys in, but I just want to throw them out so people know that people voted for them. Like we said, with the Rugrats characters, Bobby from Bobby's World, Arthur, Doug Funny, the Chipmunks, Alvin, Simon, and Theodore, Samurai Jack, Freakazoid, Littlefoot from the Land Before Time, Danger Mouse, got a lot of love on the comment board, Johnny Quest, Arnold from Hey Arnold, Finn and Jake, Charlie B. Barkin, Madeline, Phineas and Ferb, Rocco, Dora, Eek the Cat, Ed, Edd and Eddy, The Minions, Kim Possible, Angela Anaconda, Flash Gordon, Count Duckula, Curious George, Jimmy Neutron, Underdog, Clifford, that's just maybe a fourth or a third of the list of kind of this more miscellaneous groups. And we'll just kind of lead that into a tie-in into your own personal list and what you guys feel like was your biggest regrets or one that you want to champion and kind of give a couple seconds of airtime to. Amanda, we'll start with you as far as your list goes. Name, you know, four or five characters that you really wish could have got a little bit more time to talk about.
I think I mentioned last time my biggest regret was Charlie B. Barkin not showing up. I don't know how popular that All Dogs Go to Heaven was, but I know that it was a really big part of my childhood, and I learned a lot from that, and holds a definite special place in my heart. So I'm not sure what kind of love it got, but I'm sad that he didn't show up here. Also, Arnold, I'm surprised that he didn't make the list. I would have, especially I think with all the 90s love that we got, that Football Head would have made it on here. And a little sad that more Rugrats didn't make it, but I get it. We had Tommy. He was, you know, the forefront of the show, we'll say. Also Doug and, like, Rocco, things like that. I'm a little sad. And Todd and Copper from Fox and the Hound, super sad. Maybe that's why, but I think they definitely deserved a spot on the top 100.
Obviously, in that miscellaneous group, it seemed to include a whole lot of 90s characters as well. Dan, what do you think as far as some of those names and your own personal list and what you kind of would like to give a few more seconds of airtime to?
Doug was one I actually had pretty high, and I think, honestly, I think he's... I would take out Tommy Pickles and put Doug in, because I think he's a much more complex character, and interesting, like, you know, teenage kid, and, you know, very angsty, very fun, you know, alter ego with Quail Boy,
Quail Man,
there you go. So I think Doug Funny deserved to be on the list. I think the highest one that I had ranked that didn't make the list was Fry from Futurama, which I think Fry is such a great character. Bender is certainly funnier. He has some great moments, but I think Fry is the heart of that show. He's some really, he's kind of a doofus. He, you know, but there are some really sweet and tender moments, especially between him and Leela, you know, thinking of like Idle Hands or Devil's, I forget the name of the episode, the one that was almost the season finale, but I think he's a really
Devil's
strong
hands
character.
Are idle playing.
Devil's Hands. There you go. There you go. I always get that wrong.
The episode with his dog, when you see Fry's dog waiting for him. Good Lord.
Exactly.
I had to do it, guys. I had to talk about it.
The Tick, speaking of 90s, I know Tick is kind of weird because, you know, where his origins and stuff like that. So that was kind of tricky when it came to, you know, with comic book characters. But I love the Tick. He's a lot of fun. I think he maybe deserves. You mentioned Littlefoot. You know, as a kid who grew up during that time, Land Before Time hit me hard as a kid. It scared me. It tugged at my heartstrings. And then, of course, they made, like, what are they up to, the 80th movie in that franchise? I think one thing was really hard with this list when it came to, like, educational characters and what to do with those. The only one I had on my list was Fat Albert. Because I feel like it's a cartoon within an educational show, really. But right. I do think Fat Albert is deserving of a mention. So, but I feel like everyone else that I had on my list that didn't make it, we brought up in one way or another for the most part. So,
Sketch, what about you? Any characters that we haven't talked about that you'd like to bring up a little bit?
Yeah, Aku, shape-shifting master of darkness. Such a great villain, and... sadly, his voice actor passed on. But, oh man, I loved Aku, and Jack is a great character. You did mention Jack. So, Jack versus Aku, it was such a compelling experience every time. They would come up with all these different ways of having them face off. And Aku was super evil and super eccentric. Like, the dude decided to write fairy tales about how Samurai Jack is a bad guy to try and get kids on his side. I mean, what other villains do that? That's fantastic. And Nickelodeon love, Invader Zim. What a great character is Invader Zim. I'm very disappointed that Zim and Rocco didn't make the list. I love Rocco, too. I mimic Dan's thoughts on Doug. Kind of later Disney cartoons. I did mention Kim Possible. Phineas and Ferb. Very well deserving. I think they, you know, kind of stole Dexter's shtick, but did it really well, and I have no problem with that. Finn and Jake, really big deal lately. I think they're great characters. Finn's a very complex hero, and Jake is kind of a goofball, but he has these different sides to himself. And among other more recent characters, I really think Rick and Morty ought to have gotten a shot here. I think their dynamic is fantastic. Rick is he's pretty insane, and their dynamic is super, super great. And among the other 90s characters, like, I love the Tick, and I was debating between the Tick, and this took my 100 spot. Freakazoid. I love Freakazoid.
He's so cool.
I think, unfortunately, because his show is so short-lived and it's not quite as iconic as, say, Invader Zim, and that's why I put Zim way higher, but Freakazoid, such a great idea for a character, so much fun to watch, and I think he really deserved a nod at the very least, and kind of along the lines of SpongeBob, Cosmo and Wanda from the Fairly Odd Parents seem like characters that probably should kind of squeak onto the list. I'm a little disappointed they didn't, because that show's been going a long, long time, and it's a really good show.
If Tick and Freakazoid are on this list, they better not show up on there. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I like the fairy godparents. I like them. Timmy's a little brat, but I think I like Wanda the best. But I get your argument for them. I think they're solid characters. But if, like I said, if Tick and Freakazoid can't make this list, I definitely don't want them on there. That's just me.
Yeah, fair enough. Simpsons characters, I think Mr. Burns should make the list. Such a great character, so evil yet so hilarious. A little surprised, because it was such a big deal for a while, nobody from the more recent My Little Pony. And that's a great show.
We did have a couple that got votes. Twilight Sparkle got a vote, and I want to say that there was at least one other character, but I'm not coming up with the name of it. But Twilight Sparkle did receive at least one vote.
Yeah, from me. I didn't put her very high, but I felt like that she needed to be represented in there somewhere, because it's a pretty good character. I mean, maybe not 100 worthy. I don't know, but
we're just shedding more light on the fact that you could do a top 500 and still not run out of characters. The other My Little Pony was Rainbow Dash.
Oh, Rainbow Dash, yeah, Rainbow Dash is a great character. The other place that I feel like this list really doesn't well represent is so we got anime, we got American cartoons, but like beyond that, not a whole lot of other international, like European characters, like Tintin. And you did mention Danger Mouse, but
right.
Like no Danger Mouse, no Tintin,
Count Duckula.
No Count Duckula, only Gromit out of Wallace and Gromit.
Right.
I think that's to be expected, though, based on who's making these lists.
Yeah.
I mean, who has that much exposure to those?
Yeah, in a way, unfortunately, a lot of people without, and that even one of my biggest ones was Fiverr from Watership Down, and most people don't even know what that is, probably. But another European character that I think if you've seen that that film, you would kind of understand why I had him. I had him in the top 25, I think. So I definitely see your argument there. Other ones that I had that I wanted to highlight real quickly, we've had a lot of love and a lot of mentions for a lot of 90s characters so far, which we had both on the countdown and in here with some of these honorable mentions. Let's shift it a little to the 80s. I think Jem could have snuck in there as an iconic 80s female character. Like Dan, even though it was kind of late 70s, but it also kind of carried over in the 80s, I agree with the Fat Albert pick. As well as somebody that could have kind of snuck in there. There was three Smurfs that actually got votes that none of them made it, but Papa Smurf, Gargamel, and Smurfette all got votes. I had Papa Smurf on my list towards the very, very, very bottom, but I'll throw that out there. We talked about some of the educational ones. I had three. I had Dora the Explorer. I had...
Have you ever watched an episode of Dora the Explorer?
No, I just put her on based on iconicness and that type of thing as far as how long she's been around.
Yeah, me too.
Know who she is. I also had Clifford the Big Red Dog and Curious George on there as kind of some older ones that I felt like that. I had Rocky from Chicken Run on my list that I thought was a good character. I had Emmett from the Lego Movie just barely make my list. Other ones that I wanted to point out just real quickly, more love for Mighty Mouse. I had him, and then I had Wilbur from Charlotte's Web on my list, because I think that movie is underrated. I think there could be some more love. And one more time, just so we appease the number of people, especially on the comic board, Danger Mouse was right around the 50 mark for me. So those are kind of the ones that I wanted to give a little bit more time to. Some statistics real quickly as well, in case anyone's interested out of you guys. As far as the participants in here, I thought it was interesting to kind of break it down and see whose list most resembled our actual top 100. Dan, I'm curious if you were a guessing, a gambling man or a betting man, We had 100 spots, obviously, that were revealed. What do you think would be the number, the highest number for someone who had in common with that? Like 25 out of the 150, 75? What would be a good number as far as somebody matching up with the actual list that came out?
I'll go 60 is the high, would be my guess.
All right. You're right in the ballpark. You were actually the most representative of the actual top 100. You had 66 of your picks that made it into the top 100. So you were the closest as far as the group goes. And then myself and the member from the Behind the Voice Actors, we each had 61. And then Sketch, I think you had 58. So those would be the highest. And then we went all the way down to somebody that only had 19.
Was it Matt?
No, or I'm sorry. We had someone that had, we had Matt. Matt was lower than that actually. Matt only had 10 that actually made.
Poor Matt.
But well, to be fair, he only ranked 50, I believe, and then he also had a lot more of some of those, like we talked about, some of those anime characters, some of those more adult characters that he gave the love for that didn't end up getting enough love to make it. So a big range from 10 all the way up to 66.
That was your mistake, Matt. You should have ranked 100 characters and just like garbage slot the rest of them. Then you would have got more points for the ones you did vote for.
Obviously also much easier to rank the as we went through the episodes, the 1 through 25 was easier by far to predict from us. I had 24 out of those 25. That would have been the highest out of that episode. When we went to numbers 26 through 50, Dan, you were the highest. You had 21 out of those 25 in the list. And then it gets a little bit harder on the other end. So 51 through 75, the highest was 16. And then when we got to the 76 through 100, the highest anybody matched was 10 out of those 25. So then it becomes a real guessing game towards that end. And then we've obviously talked about the stats as far as the breakdown from the companies, et cetera. Obviously, Disney reigned supreme with 23. I think the next highest was, if you wanted to combine all eras of Hanna-Barbera / the Cartoon Network, they had 12. Seven anime characters, seven Pixar characters, 11 Warner Brothers / Tiny Toons characters, 80 male, 20 female, 90 good, 10 bad, as far as good versus bad characters, and just a couple more stats to throw out at you as far as their origin goes. 34 of them originated on television in some way, shape, or form, 16 in theatrical shorts, 20 in film. We had 8 that originated in a novel or a book, 6 from a comic book, 6 from a comic strip, 5 from a manga, 1 from a play, and 4 from folklore or fairy tales, as I did kind of describe that one. And then from an era standpoint, we had, and this is including for the folklore ones, I didn't go back as far as that one goes. So we had 1 from 1890s, 1 from the 1900s, 4 from the 1920s, 5 from the 1930s, 11 that originated in the 1940s, 11 from the 1950s, drops down to 6 from the 1960s, drops all the way down to 3 from the 1970s. Then 1980s, we had 18, 1990s, we had 31, 2000s, we had 5, and from the 2010 decade, we had 4. So kind of interesting to see how that kind of went up and down through different times. You can see the 60s, 70s, it really dropped down, and then spiked back up for the 80s and 90s, and then dropped back down for the 2000s.
Wow, no love for the 70s.
Well, it was a dark time in animation.
It was.
Dan, we'll go around and give you guys each one more shot to kind of give your thoughts on any of those stats I threw out, or just overall thoughts on the list, the process, the good, the bad, the things we do right and wrong with this, and kind of your thoughts overall. A lot more male than female, a lot more good than bad, maybe to be expected, but what did you think of all that?
I mean, it's kind of disappointing that there was that many more male characters than female characters, but I think that's kind of, it's kind of unfortunate, but I think that what's most surprising was the fact that it's only 10 evil or, you know, protagonists in this, or antagonists, I should say, which is surprising, because you think about a lot of shows, a lot of cartoons, TV shows, often the villain is the best character, so, especially for Disney movies, so right. That's a little shocking to me. But I guess that's the one standout that I see. I'm like, everything else kind of makes sense, but that one I would think if you asked me going into this, I would think either it would be near even, or we would actually get more villain characters, perhaps. But yeah, it's kind of surprising. Yeah.
Especially even when you look at it, for the number of Disney film characters we had, we didn't have a lot of the Disney villains, which is, I think, one reason why we had so few overall. I mean, I think half of our villains are from our 80s action cartoons, where we had Skeletor, Cobra Commander, and Megatron. You know, that's the majority of our villain characters, and we had one kind of from Hanna-Barbera and maybe two or three Disney villains. And yeah, I'm surprised at the lack of villains that we had. The female characters, it is unfortunate that we only had 20. I was thinking it might even be smaller of a grouping, so I'm happy we got up to at least 20, but it's a shame that there aren't more that really resonate, or that it's not that there's not more that resonate, it's they just haven't existed because of the kind of the way that the entertainment business has worked over time. So it's a shame that there hasn't been more put out there for us to rate like this. Amanda, what do you think overall, kind of as the list of a whole, as the time periods and the evil versus good, et cetera?
I feel like how the time periods reflect the ages that we are watching cartoons in the age range of the people that compiled these lists. You can see when we started watching cartoons, and you can see where it dropped off, where people aren't probably watching cartoons as steadily as they were when they were little, and that's probably all they were watching. So I think that's kind of a true representation there of that. And super sad that there's not a lot more female representation on here. I think that's sad, and there are a ton of cool chick characters if you can really get into it. I don't think that's just Disney princesses that should have been represented on here.
And I think that's something too, that especially as you become a little bit more versed in some of this and you open up your horizons to like what we're talking about, some more international, some more anime and stuff, then you're going to have a bigger presence of possibilities there. I would have definitely predicted that the 60s and 70s would have seen the drop, because it was not necessarily a great time as far as animation goes, but I would not have predicted that. Because going in, I thought we were going to have a ton of kind of these more older classic characters, or characters that had roots from back, in the early 1900s. But if you take the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s, that equals 31. We had 31 characters from the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, and we had 31 characters from the 90s. I would not have predicted that. I would have not have predicted the 1990s to be equal to those four decades combined, when we had the influx of Disney and Looney Tunes and Hanna-Barbera. So that is probably the most striking thing when it came to time periods. I should have learned my lesson, though, through these countdowns, that 90s does get the love that it does based on the age of the people. But I thought when it came to characters that we'd have more of that early presence. So I am surprised at that. Sketch, what do you think overall?
Yeah, I think there's not nearly enough love for things after the 90s.
Yeah, that's also surprising. Only 10 characters that debuted post 1999.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. Because there are definitely some great characters. I mean, you might be a little hard pressed to find really great characters in the most recent decade, but at least in the 2000s, there were certainly at least more than 5 good characters.
Right.
So I'm a little disappointed in that regard. I'm a little disappointed in female representation, not terribly surprised. I think I have about 20 female characters on my list, maybe a little bit more. And, yeah, it is a little troubling that most of the female characters that are listed are Disney princesses, which are not necessarily the most.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, we did have like the likes of something like a Coraline or Daria and a couple of those other ones, because I would have hated for it to just be all Disney females as far as that goes. Mm-hmm. So, kind of last thing to do here is just to give some credit and some shout outs to the people that have been listening along the way. We've had a ton of people listening, a ton of people commenting on the website, and we definitely appreciate your guys's interaction, and it's not, this process would not be fun if it wasn't for the ability to kind of interact with you guys and kind of see this as it unfolds and kind of experience that with you. So we definitely appreciate that, and we wanted to give a little bit of time to kind of call out some of the best and some of the interesting comments that have been been made. So, Dan, I know you had a chance to kind of go through and pull a few of those. So what would you want to highlight as far as our interaction with the guest over the course of this major project?
Sure. Well, I think there should be a special award for David Barafi, who did put a list in, who has some blogs, so definitely go check that out. But he is definitely given a lot of great feedback that I would advise, if you're listening to this, to check that out by going to Geekcast Radio, where he kind of breaks down each choice and gives his opinion on if they're deserving or not, what should have been there, what shouldn't have been there. But some other ones I wanted to mention, and I kind of just, some of these we talked about a little bit, but I wanted to bring up a few of them because it can lead to some good questions that were asked. One was from Trent Williams, who said, this is my first time commenting on the site, which is great. I'm glad we're getting some new people. And I'm absolutely loving the countdown so far. Thank you so much. I'm a big fan of lists and countdowns, TV, movies, music, pro wrestling, etc. And these shows are great listens. I have went back and listened to the top 100 podcasts you've done, and they're great also. You guys do them better than the other sites because we do them outside of the clickbait type of thing. And yes, you know, if we wish we did more of these more than once a year, and you can't wait for more. I did want to comment first. Thank you so much for that. That's greatly appreciated. We are definitely looking to do another top 100 next year. Has not been quite determined. We have a few things in mind. I will say it's challenging to do more than one top 100 a year. There's a lot of work that goes into this, from the editing standpoint to the research standpoint, to get people to come on, to getting a list together. So, and it's tough to do more than one. It legitimately, you know, we do this at the end of the year for a reason. It tends to take a year to kind of get ready to do it all and to do it right. But if you do like lists and countdowns, Kevin, myself, and Amanda are also part of Cinema Geek with Matt, who was on the first episode. We have a lot there. We're currently counting down our top 100 favorite movies of all time. Last year, we did a lot of countdown to our favorite of the half decade so far, from our favorite movies to picking out each genre. And coming up, we've done some this year, but we're going to really kick in the gear next year, Top 10 Tuesday articles, which will be coming out every week. So there are a lot of different lists that we've done outside of this one. So I would, you know, check out Geekcast Radio, Cinema Geeks, Geekcast, Talking in Circles. We do a top 5 every 10 episodes. So we also love lists. So if that's the case, you've come to the right place. So,
and we also have the idea that we might be doing, since it's so time consuming to do as many top 100s as we would like to do, that we might be doing some smaller versions too. So you might see some top 50s or some smaller numbered lists, so that we can pepper those out a little bit more often.
Yeah, definitely. And talking about some stuff that we didn't have, Brad Lincoln, he made a comment a few episodes ago. So a lot of 80s series appear to be left off out of the cold. No love for Thundercats, Danger Mouse, no love at all. Not one Jetson, no Smurfs. What Smurf is that? I doubt anyone will show up in the top 25. Johnny Quest should be on here someplace. Multiple great shows, including the one in the early 2000s. So, yeah, we didn't really bring up Smurfs or Thundercats or any. Or we did talk about Jetsons, but for me, I like Smurfs. I like Thundercats, but I didn't like those characters individually enough to make them my top 100. I don't know if you guys wanted to comment on that at all, or
well, we did, like I said, in some of the miscellaneous characters that we went over there, I would like to point out that we did get three Smurfs that did get votes, and they just didn't get nearly high enough to actually make the list. And like we said, you know, 460 some characters got votes. We only had 100 spots. So it's just, I think it's fun to kind of think about what does and doesn't make the list, and we can always find some more that didn't. But man, if you actually start to do the process and try to whittle this down to 100, depending on what your criteria is, and if you're trying to go for unique, or if you're trying to go for iconic, or how you're trying to frame it, it just becomes such a hard task. I think it's something that you should do. You know, as a listener, try to start making your list down, which I know some of them have done, and you just kind of start to see what kind of process you have to go through to try to get down to 100. It's not enough slots. You think it is, but it's not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to also credit Jedi Disaster. I talked about Gargoyles, and he's the one that brought it up in our past episode. He said, with all the 90s love for Tiny Toons with all the 90s love, no one from Tiny Toons or Gargoyles. If any show should have had characters on the list, it's from 90s Disney afternoon slate, it should have been Gargoyles. That show was on another level, and those characters were super deep for a kid's show. So, again, he's not wrong. I do agree with that, but I think for me, it just didn't even cross my mind when I was making the list, just because I do like that show, but it's been such a long time since I really even thought about it. So,
Gargoyles was pretty dope. I think that it was really dark too, and it captured my attention. I know that, and I wish that I had those on disc so I could watch them now, because I think I could appreciate them even more now as an adult.
And I'm wondering if that's one that not only flew under the radar, but also is kind of subject of something that people wouldn't know which. You mentioned Goliath, but some people might not know which character to kind of hone in on or which ones would get the votes. Yeah. I don't know if that would be a thing.
I think villain-wise, David Xanatos is such a great villain. Like, there's a whole meme, the Xanatos Gambit, you know? He's a big deal. Big character, great character. Always keeping you guessing.
Yeah.
And Eliza Maza, the police girl, I mean, she's a great character, too.
Can you imagine being her and like seeing these freaking gargoyles?
Oh, yeah.
Like, she took it pretty well.
She did.
So one of the characters I feel like we had the most debate on was Genie. So I did take some of the comments regarding that. It started with Jackie Russell, who says, "I'm a huge Aladdin fan, but Genie is way too high. It's just Robin Williams doing Robin Williams, which is great fun, but not an amazing character. Top 50, top 25, sure. Top 5, no way." And then King of Kong's provides a nice little retort. Genie was the perfect storm. It was Robin Williams at his best, with a character that highlighted and enhanced his best qualities. Robin Williams did voice performances before and since, none of which have come close to that level. So I would say it is because Genie is a great character. They had to design a character that would steal the show and not feel out of place. Before Disney's Aladdin, the Genie was never a major character outside of a story device that granted wishes. It's the best example of the positive influence Disney can have on a character. So there's a lot of back and forth on that on the website regarding if Genie's too high, if he's not high enough. Personally for me, maybe it's my bias of loving Aladdin. I did have Genie quite high on my list. So you want to blame somebody, feel free to blame me. So.
Good stuff. Any other ones, Dan, that you had that you wanted to go over?
There's a lot there, but I feel like some of the other ones we touched upon or we commented on.
Right.
So I
did want to mention, though, that just because the last episode's out does not mean that we'll stop interacting with you if you make comments on the website. Between Amanda, DJ, myself, Dan, I think Mike has commented on a few of them. We see the comments when they pop up, so we'll be sure to keep interacting with you. Even if you're listening to this, you know, weeks or months after this is aired, we don't mind going back and engaging you in whatever questions or comments you have. So just because there's no more podcasts coming out on the countdown doesn't mean that you can't go back, listen, comment, and get some responses from any of us at Geekcast Radio Network. So I just wanted to point that out.
I'm not as good as everybody else that's going to check that.
Only when you're under attack.
Yeah. In that case, screw you.
But also, like Dan said, there's a bunch of fun lists that will be coming in 2017. So definitely keep your eyes peeled. There will be at least one top 100, possibly some top 50s. And if you're fans of any of the other shows, please do check out Cinema Geeks for sure, because we'll have some lists coming up real quickly, as we do every year with our best of 2016 when it comes to films. And then we'll have our 2017 look ahead, where we do all of our box office prediction lists, where we do our most anticipated lists for films of 2017. So if you're a film fan, we got lots of list coming up.
I'm already stressing out now. You just talked about that.
She's already stressing about making her list. So there's plenty of lists. Just keep tuned by checking out either the website or following us on Facebook, because Mike will keep you up to date with all that type of content that comes out.
We have been on a little hiatus, but that's just the holidays, and then with this list coming up, it's been hard to get our regular content out. But we'll be back.
We're ramping up for our end of year, beginning of year extravaganza shows, so no fear there. Sketch, one more time, why don't you give people the way that they can get in touch with you or hear more about what you do with your podcast, etc.
Well, you can always find me on Twitter at Sketch1984. I do the podcast Toonami Faithful Podcast at podcast.toonamifaithful.com. And since we're on the list kick, we periodically redo our top 10 Toonami shows list between the hosts. And we are going to be doing those very soon. Actually, be recorded live. We'll see how that goes over Twitch. Our Twitch channel's twitch.tv. Is it .tv? I think.
Thanks.
Twitch.tv / Toonami Faithful Podcast. I'm pretty sure that's it. I'm terrible at remembering these things. So we'll be doing that really soon, probably actually before this episode is out, but it will also be available after the fact on podcast.tsunamifaithful.com. It should be fun, because like with all lists, different people have different criteria, and a lot of the times it comes down to nostalgia, and a lot of the times it comes down to just trying to give what's really notable lip service. So there's a lot of clashing ideas, and it makes for some interesting lists sometimes.
Right. So, and how can people follow you individually on Twitter?
Oh, I did mention that.
Oh, sorry. I got lost in the other. Sorry, but people should follow you, because we definitely have appreciated Sketch, you being here for the whole ride. It wasn't expected at the beginning, but you definitely have been a soldier as far as dedicating a lot of time to the records on this. So we'd like to thank you for that. I would also to thank DJ Valentine for being on the episodes that he was in, TV's Mr. Neil, and Fridley Scent for the episodes that they recorded with us, as well as Amanda and Dan. Dan, a special thanks, because he's done all of the editing for all of the records and adding in all that type of stuff, that type of work. So we definitely appreciate him carrying that load, so that I just had to do the research and the actual list making and compiling of that. And then, of course, the other people that we'd like to thank are the other list submitters. So Steve, Megatron Phillips, SCP-21, the Geekcast Radio co-founder, submitted a list. Doug Abel from Talking About My Generation, the Simplistic Reviews guys, including DJ Justin and Matt, JD and Brendan from In Session Film, Rai Sankari from Behind the Voice Actors, I mentioned TV's Mr. Neil, David Baruffi, Kristen, who submits our gaming, board gaming blogs over at Geekcast Radio Network, the other crew of Talking in Circles, Dan's cohorts on that show, submitted, Greg and Chuck helped submit a list, and then Tara Rising Star also submitted a list. So thanks all of those people for submitting your list of 50 or 100 characters to help us make that, because without your guys' help, we definitely would not be able to have as well-rounded of a list as hopefully we end up having. So that's it for the top 100 animated characters of all time. If you did not get your fill as far as the countdown goes, please go back into our back catalog. You can find it right at the top of the website. If you go to geekcastradio.com, you can click on top 100s, and it'll take you to all of our other ones. So you can listen to all the episodes of our top 100 television shows, our top 100 animated movies, and our top 100 animated series. So there's plenty of more content to listen to if you haven't listened to those yet. Amanda, how can people follow you on Twitter?
At Hard Candy Mandy, eyes, no eyes.
And final words on this list and your experience so far.
Oh, I'm glad that we knocked another one out, and I think that I was kind of blown away by some of our choices, out of left field a little bit. And
can we expect future Twitter wars between you and DJ in the Ariel versus Mulan?
I don't know about Ariel versus Mulan. I want to say it probably will come up. I think that's going to be a standing thing, but I'm sure we'll find some other stuff to bigger about.
Dan, how can people follow you on Twitter, and how do you think this list overall turned out? What kind of grade would you give us?
Oh man, that's you can follow me at Mover Revolt. I think it's a B for sure. I mean, B+. I think the issues we talked about, ad nauseum at this point, but I do feel like, I think when we got to like the nitty gritty, I think we got that right. So I think that, and that's the benefit of it all. So some nitpicks here and there, but overall, I don't think there's anything super glaring. So I would definitely give us a B+.
Nice. And you can follow me at Optimus Solo. I think the biggest thing that we haven't learned yet is that we're always too overly ambitious when we take these tasks on, and when we kind of get our ideas for what our top 100 are going to be, we never try to segment it. I think that's the thing that I would take away. Like we could have easily, like you said, done top 100, Looney Tunes, top 100 Disney, and then eventually culminated in a top 100 list, and we would have been the wiser for it probably. But then people would have had 300 hours of content to listen to as far as animated characters go, and I don't know who wants to do that? But definitely an interesting process. And I think this was one of the more unique ones because characters is such a wide open field in comparison to like animated series and animated movies especially. So it'll be interesting to see where we go next and what kind of list we do, but it'll be fun either way. So we hope you guys join us in the future when we start tackling the next list. Until then, that's it for the Geekcast Radio crew. And make sure you stay in touch by visiting the website and following us on Facebook.com/Geekcast Radio Network. Until next time.
You've just listened to Geekcast Radio on the Geekcast Radio Network. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. First, visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on all of our different podcasts. Second, you can rate our show and leave us feedback in iTunes. Third, follow us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio. Fourth, become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Geekcast Radio. Call the voicemail line 502-526-5821. Please remember to tell us the show you are leaving the message for and your name. So until next time, unleash the geek in you.